In this bulletin, the government announces a one-off payment to help the cost of power bills, Labor pledges to ban single-use plastic bags and microbeads, and in the AFLW, the Adelaide Crows claim their second premiership. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. A quarter of Australia's eligible voters can expect a one-off payment to help cover the cost of power bills in Tuesday's federal budget. An energy assistance payment of $75 for singles and $125 for couples will be paid into the bank accounts of 3.9 million veterans, carers, single parents, aged pensioners, and people receiving the Disability Support Pension. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told the Nine Network the government is taking action on reducing power prices.
This is money that is going to go into people's pockets to help meet the cost of their next power bill. At the same time, we're taking action on a number of fronts to reduce energy prices. Last year, we saw prices come down in July. On the 1st of January, we saw standing offers come down by around 15%. And then from the 1st of July, we're putting in place a default price, which can see families about a couple hundred bucks
better off. But wholesale prices continue to rise, so eventually, so will retail prices, won't they?
Well, we've actually seen prices come down as a result of the actions we've taken.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says it shows that the government knows it doesn't have an energy policy, but wants to pretend it does.
Today, this government's rushed out an election con. $75 for pensioners, that's nice. But that doesn't make up for 6 years of rising electricity prices. It doesn't make up for increases in the cost of living. It doesn't make up for the increase in the cost of seeing a doctor or a specialist.
Single-use plastic bags and microbeads will be banned across Australia from 2021 under a Labor plan to cut waste. The move is part of a planned $290 million spend by Labor aimed at making Australia cleaner for future generations. The plan is designed to protect vulnerable wildlife and reduce the amount of waste generated. Labor Environment spokesperson Tony Burke says federal leadership on the issue will ensure Australia plays its critical role.
So in short, we end up with a situation where we play our role in recycling, where we have a waste commissioner providing federal leadership, getting around the problem that's plagued us for years, where it was always someone else's fault, and where on the world stage, Australia becomes a nation, instead of relying on someone else to solve it, where we're playing our role on making sure that we can't continue down this headlong path to where, by 2050, as I say, the plastic in the ocean weighs more than the fish.
A week after her re-election, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced a shake-up of the state's cabinet. Rob Stokes is returning to the planning portfolio, with development becoming a major issue in the state. David Elliott is becoming police minister, while Sarah Mitchell is taking over from his previous education portfolio. Anthony Roberts is moving from planning to the counter-terrorism and corrections portfolio. Deputy Liberal leader Dominic Perrottet is remaining treasurer, while Andrew Constance is staying on as transport minister. Fair Trading Minister Matt Keane is being given the newly combined energy and environment portfolio, while MP Damien Tudehope is taking on finance. Ms Berejiklian says her new cabinet will allow the government to equip the state for the future.
I'm proud of the team we've put forward. It's a combination of experience and new blood. It's a combination of people from the bush and from the city, and it really will allow us to put our best foot forward. I can't wait to get stuck into the work. I can't wait to get on and deliver what our communities expect us to do so.
In the AFLW, the Crows have taken out their second premiership, defeating the Blues by 45 points at Adelaide Oval. A record crowd of 53,034 watched as the home side took down Carlton 10-3-63 to 2-6-18. Adelaide's inspirational co-captain Erin Phillips dominated for most of the match before suffering a serious knee injury in the third quarter. The star player managed 18 disposals and 2 goals before being taken from the field on a motorised stretcher. Despite the injury, Phillips won the medal for the Grand Final's Best Player, an award she also received in 2017. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, similar conditions, 22. Melbourne, cloudy and 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, similar conditions, 21. Wollongong, much the same, 21. Sydney, possible shower, 23. Newcastle, shower or two, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, showers, 29. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 34. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News.